This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a couple of fabulous voices and minds to work through the top 10 stories of the week, top 10 people of the week, according to the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine. As a matter of fact, I got the guy who really does the research at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is off. I'm not even sure what he's doing, and it's not important. It's important for you to know who is here, and that's Kevin Casey, who is the executive COO, CEO. He is in charge of pretty much everything that really goes on at Talkers. So he's here to go through the list. And Victoria Jones is also here from the TC Radio Company to talk about some of these issues that will come up and maybe some issues that we haven't thought of yet. Meanwhile, Kevin, you can have the honors, please, of going through the top 10 stories on the list that is, by the way, published at Talkers Magazine's headquarters, talkers.com, headquarters for all this info. Find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television there as well. So we have the top 10 stories, top 10 people. Kevin, please.
Thank you very much, Doug. Top 10 stories of the week as talked about on News Talk Radio. Number 10 this week to tie the NBA and the NCAA hoops action. Number 9, we have a three-way tie, Leaving Neverland controversy, Alex Trebek's cancer diagnosis, and the death of actor Luke Perry. At number 8 this week was the Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez ethics complaint. At number 7, the DNC bars Fox from covering its debates. Number 6 this week, North Korea's weapons program. At number 5, the Democrats' anti-Semitism resolution. Number 4 this week was the U.S.-Mexico border situation. At number 3, the Trump-Russia probe and the related Manafort sentencing. And number 2 this week, the House-Trump investigation. And number 1 this week, Michael Cohen sues the Trump Organization.
All right. So let's go through the top 10 on the people list as well as researched by the folks at Talkers.
Sure. Top 10 people talked about this week. Tie at 10, Michael Jackson, Alex Trebek, and Luke Perry. At number 9, Kim Jong-un. At number 8, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. At number 7, Ilhan Omar. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5 this week, Nancy Pelosi. At number 4, Robert Mueller and Paul Manafort. Number 3, Gerald Nadler. Number 2 this week, Michael Cohen. And number 1, as he almost always is, Donald J. Trump.
All right, so I'm going to ask you, Kevin, for a little insight. I would like you to take us behind the scenes. I don't think I've ever asked Michael this, but I would like to know what sort of argument and fighting, does it ever come to fisticuffs when you're deciding among you, the editorial board, you're really the chair of the editorial board of Talkers, when you're deciding about these stories? Come on, tell us the dirt.
Yes.
What's the story behind the story?
How these decisions
are made.
There are never any fisticuffs. We do not argue. Sometimes we will have a debate over where something should be in order. It's generally one of the top two or three, based upon, you know, little details of who's talking about what. But nothing. It never really gets nasty.
What about ongoing blood feuds among us?
There are no blood feuds here at Talkers. We work like a well-oiled machine.
That's it. Okay, so there we go. See, Victoria, I was trying to pull the rug out from under Michael. You can't do that. We've all known Michael, Victoria and I, and Kevin, and we've all been friends. I've been around longer than you have, Kevin, in fact, and longer than... I'm trying to remember when Victoria first came into the picture. As far as being a radio host and getting into the Talkers list, when did you first start? You came to this country and you started doing talk when, Victoria?
I came to this country as an immigrant 30 years ago.
And encountered no walls. Okay, yeah, no barriers.
30 years ago, on a plane, British Airways flight, actually, as it was, to Los Angeles. And but I came into the talker's orbit probably 20 years ago. More than that. Over 20 years.
It had to be more than that, yeah.
It's more than that, yeah. It's more than
that. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's long enough that we can cast a veil over it.
Well, but I think some of the, just for the heck of it, and then we're going to get into some of these stories, the call letters of some of the stations that you've been on, the talk stations you've been on.
WLAC in Nashville. Mm-hmm. WRK.
Were you there when, what's his face, when, oh, I remember.
Les.
I love the guy. Les, Les
Jameson.
Jameson, what a wonderful guy.
Legend.
You were there with him.
A legend. I was there when Les was there. WXYT in Detroit.
Yep.
I was on there. I was on RKO
in Boston. All
right,
hold on just a second. Kevin, you'll appreciate this story. Let me, there's a little, before we really get to the meat and potatoes here, I got a couple of gossipy stories. WXYT was the talk station in Detroit for many, many years. And I think this was after, I'm trying to remember the timing with you and me. I had been offered a job and had accepted a job at WXYT.
I didn't know
and
that.
This would have been in 1988. So
before
what? Yeah, before you. Okay. So the fellow who's running the station had run a station in Cincinnati, and then he went up. His name was Michael Packer. He became quite a legend in the talk radio business as a manager and also a consultant. So he hired me on a Thursday, and I was going to start a week from the following Monday. On Friday night, I get a phone call from Packer who says, oops, we made a mistake. I said, you made a mistake in what, hiring me? He said, well, not really directly, but it seems that the owner of the station, I can remember the name of him, it was a family, and the name is not important to the story. So this was unbeknownst to me. Denny McClain had gotten out of jail. Remember Denny McClain, the pitcher for the Detroit Tigers?
Yes.
Remember him? Okay. So he went to jail for, I can't remember what it was. It was tax evasion, some other, whatever the hell it was. He was in jail for 4 years. He got out of jail on Thursday, and he went to see the owner of the radio station on Friday, said he wanted to do a talk show. So the guy who runs the station, listen, he didn't care that I'd already signed a deal with him. He said, okay, we're putting Denny McClain on, and whoever this guy is from Boston, tell him he's got to go get another job. So Packer calls me up and says, sorry, this isn't going to work. And that's how I got to WCKY in Cincinnati, because Packer had been the program director there. He called the program director at CKY, said, I know you need somebody. Hire Stefan and get him out of my hair, because I'm going to have a mess if you don't hire him. So that's how... That's how I ended up in Cincinnati, because Danny McClain got the job at XYT. When were you there? You must have been there. Were you afternoon? What time were you on the air there, Victoria?
I was on the air early evenings, and I was on the air during the 92 presidential election.
Okay. So it was that easy. I think McClain was on it. McClain must have been there when you were there. I would have thought.
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so then from XYT, where'd you go?
I went to Boston. What, with David
RKO.
Bernstein.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's when I met you. Yep. And then from there, you went, where'd you go after RKO? RKO,
I went to WWRC in Washington, D.C.
Okay, that was it. Yep.
Legendary radio station.
Yep. Yep. We had our time. Was Tyler Cox the program director then?
It was Gary Burns.
Okay. Yeah, another good guy. Very
great,
good guy.
Great program director.
Yep.
Gave you immense
yep.
freedom.
And then I
went to United Stations Radio Networks.
Yep.
That's when I was syndicated out of New York City.
Yeah. Yeah, we
and
all
then I went
stop
back
there.
To Washington DC to WMAL.
Right. Okay. So there are the credentials. Kevin has Kevin's been working for Talkers for quite a long time. Talkers has been around for 26, 27 years. Michael and I always talk about the stuff, how we ran into each other at the beginning of his doing Talkers. And and this stuff. And I don't mean to make this too inside, but I think it, from time to time when we're doing programs like this, we kind of take for granted that people know who we are or what we've done. And so I think every once in a while it's good. Kevin has a lot of chops in talk radio, but you worked pretty much in the same station for years and years and years, didn't you? You were.
I worked at several stations for many, many years. I was not a bounce around kind of guy, but Talkers magazine. I joined Talkers in 2000. Talkers is going to be next year. We're going to be 29 years old this year. You'll be 30 years old in the year 2000.
Yep. Yeah, Michael and I talk about this. This is the 31st year of me doing the Morning Syndicator program, which started as Good Day and now is the DJV show. And it started with the advent of Limbaugh, who in August of 1988 went on the air, and I went on the air with my program on October 8th of 1988. And Talkers came around the next year, if I remember correctly.
90, summer of 90.
90. Okay, so it was 2 years after that. But yeah, I started working for a company that the investors said, okay, well, if Limbaugh can do this midday show and people will give up their inventory, that's inside for the way these people, we all get paid is we sell commercials in our program, and that's how we make our money. That's how all the syndicated shows work. In fact, that's how radio works, and television too, for the most part. So. Anyway, it's sort of a look at the excitement that's happened since then and the things that have changed in just the list, the Talkers list of the top 10, how it's become so much more political than it was when we all were kids. I think that's a way of looking at it, Kevin.
I did one of my most memorable shows ever on how fruit is never ripe, or it ripens and goes bad and it has no flavor. And this was on WMAL, probably in 2002, and yeah. I am still stopped on the street about it today.
Wow. That's very good. Kevin's most, I think Kevin did a show once on the rarefied air on the Connecticut River, right? Didn't you do a show on that, Kevin, at one point?
On the Connecticut River, probably.
Yeah, all right. It's big time stuff. All right. So we've gone through our bona fides and distracted you enough. I want to talk about the Omar comments and thoughts that have come from talk radio folks about that and the election rules that didn't get very far this week, amongst other things, as we look at the stories and the people on the Talk Radio Countdown show. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of three layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. Two free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to save you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Back to the countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Kevin Casey is here from Talkers Magazine. And Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Not necessarily do we go through all of these items, the stories and the people in order. Sometimes we touch all of them. Sometimes we touch onto some of them. Number six this week is a focus on the North Koreans and Kim Jong Fatty. By the way, if you call him Fatty in Korea, they'll shoot you. And it's against the law to call him Fatty in China, too. Did you know that, you two?
That it was against the law. I didn't know that, no.
Yeah, well, now you do the rest of the story.
Didn't know that. Not a lot of people
okay.
Do.
Well, so now they do. All right, so Victoria, your take on the continuing, the weapons program probably didn't ever stop, really, did it?
No, of course it didn't stop. I mean, this is something we have to get with the program with, like the weapons program. Kim Jong-un's regime, they are reactivating a launch site called Sohae. And analysts think that, yeah, this is one of several steps Kim's taking to gain leverage as Trump demands a complete dismantlement, which North Korea actually has no intention of doing. So this is very naughty. And that's one thing that's going on. Another thing that...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. So yeah. Trump says... There's a discussion in Washington, as we speak, as to upping the squeeze on North Korea with sanctions. You put more squeeze, and that's supposedly what I heard anyway. Tell me if I'm right or wrong, Victoria, that the reason for the summit was because Kim Jong-un was feeling the squeeze and wanted to see if he could wiggle his way out of it. Is there any truth to that?
What Kim wanted out of the summit was relief from sanctions. That's what he always wanted. And if they had done their preparatory work, they would have known that going in and wouldn't have been surprised when Kim demanded that in the meeting. But they really hadn't done the prep work properly at the higher level. So they were surprised, and that's one of the reasons why the meeting broke down. That's what he wants. So they may put the squeeze on him, but it won't stop him from continuing to do what he's doing because
Well, that's
really
because the Chinese are aiding and abetting, right? Behind the scenes, aren't the Chinese and the Iranians sort of feeding into what he's doing?
They may be aiding and abetting, but that's not the philosophical reason why he's doing it. He's doing it because he believes that the United States might invade.
Might we?
But meantime, while the summit was going on, North Korean hackers kept up their attacks. And some of the included efforts to hack into banks, utilities, oil and gas companies. There were 100 attacks plus during the summit.
Really?
On U.S. companies and companies around the world. I mean, that's not really a sign of good faith, is what analysts are saying.
Well, how do you know or how do you tell whether the hack is successful? Is it deemed successful just if you hack in or if you do something like steal somebody's money or whatever?
Well, a lot of it is to get information. A lot of it is to put malware in. So they're doing different things. You know, they've got different aims with some of these hacks. So when it's banks, it might be to get money. If it's oil and gas companies, it might be to get plans, things like that. If it's utilities, it might be to get access to the grids. There's many reasons for why they're doing it.
You know, one of our...
LinkedIn is somewhere that they're going, by the way. They want to find out about people.
Really? So they hack into LinkedIn to get... How deeply can they get into it to see profiles of people and businesses, that sort of thing? Is that what they're trying to do?
Yes. They scoured LinkedIn to find the profiles of industry job recruiters, and then they sent phishing emails that were in perfect English promoting job opportunities. You click on it, and then they get access to your computer.
Great. The wonderful the technology which people who are blind and deaf and dumb think is the fabulous New World Order. More coming up. Our conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio on the Talk Radio.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says House Democrats are now being run by the socialist wing of the party, and the traditional Democrats are fading into the background. McCarthy upset Democratic leadership didn't ask Representative Ilhan Omar to apologize for her anti-Semitic comments.
The Democrats didn't even ask Congresswoman Omar to apologize. Their own members on the Democratic side, Elliot, their chairman, Chairman Engel, he was frustrated that they had to add more to the resolution to even get it to come to the floor.
McCarthy making his comments to CNN. President Trump toured tornado-ravaged Alabama today with Governor Kay Ivey, who expressed gratitude for the president's support.
Thank you and the First Lady for taking time to come and show how important it is for people to work together and stand up together. And when we do that together, we wind up being stronger together. And so y'all are setting the bar pretty high.
The storms left 23 people dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, 34 after now. Second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is on assignment this week, so Kevin Casey, his chief cook and bottle washer, lieutenant, captain. He's like Captain America, only he's at Captain... he's at Captain Talkers. Victoria Jones is here from the Talk Radio... DC Radio Company. We're discussing some of the elements that are part and parcel of all these stories this week. I feel badly about Luke Perry, frankly. Here's a guy who's 52 years old. It's number 9 this week on the story list. And this guy's been in 9 different TV shows, done well with 2 or 3 of them. Pretty much everybody in the country knows who he was from 90210, right? Isn't that where you got started with...
That was it. That was his breakout, yeah.
Yeah. So here he is at 52, dies of a stroke. Everybody's trying to figure out all the doctors on the air saying, this is what it takes to die from a stroke. He apparently was a big smoker along the way, quit. Used to eat a lot of meat and potatoes and quit that for a vegan diet. You can get into all kinds of whys. And he's too young. But more the legacy that a guy like that leaves. Someone who is really, I guess we could all find somebody in our lives that became an icon because they were a public figure. We like movie stars. We like people who are big in terms of music, television stars, this sort of stuff. And there were people who were crying about this guy dying.
Yeah, I think most people were interested in the story. Obviously, he was a public figure and a big TV star. But I think most people were wondering, oh, my God, he died at 52 of a stroke. What's going to happen to me?
Right.
People want to know, how does someone at 52 die of a stroke? And although a stroke at 52, it does happen, it is not common, and there are a couple reasons for it. And we won't know what caused his stroke until if we get the coroner's report on exactly what caused the stroke.
So if Michael were here, he'd say this was perfect talk radio fodder. Because as you just suggested, what people are thinking is there are a myriad of ways you can go with this conversation. He's 52. He dies. What about me? He was on all these great TV shows that I loved as a kid. It's so sad. It's like I've lost a piece of me. And where do you go? It's like the talk radio tree, described by some as the tree. good people who do this for a living take that, as you just did, and they go in a couple of different directions because there are lots of ramifications for the individual who's listening, what they may be thinking. And 52 dying of a stroke scares the you-know-what out of a lot of people who are fat, overweight. They haven't taken care of themselves. And they, oh, my God. This. And Perry didn't look like Perry wasn't overweight. He didn't, you know, he didn't show abuses anyway. Face looks like he'd been a smoker for a long time. But, you know, he'd stopped. So let's circle around to Alex Trebek, excuse me, who also is a focus on the story list this week at Talkers. You can find the list, by the way, at talkers.com of the stories and people. So Alex Trebek's got stage four. That's not of any kind of cancer. I mean, it was, but this kind of cancer is the worst. And so if you didn't hear the story, he's got stage four pancreatic cancer, which kills everybody fast. There are only, I think, 3 or 4% of people that get it ever survive. So he's against the odds, very popular guy. Do you know that those two shows that are that were part of the legacy of Mel Gibson, good Doug, of what's his face? Merv Griffin. He created these shows. These two guys have been on the air with these shows pretty much from the beginning. They are the most profitable television shows on the air today, and they are always number one. They're called syndicated fare, but wherever they are, they're always number one against those excess Hollywood drivel shows. And, you know, Trebek is like everybody's father, right? To what you said before, Kevin, this people say, my God, this guy's got this, and what's going to happen? Who's going to be the host? What am I going to do when I watch Jeopardy? You know, that's the way, that's one of the streets. And then, you know, you talk about stage four cancers. And who's had him? My wife died of stage four breast cancer. She survived 21 years, but it was a miserable existence. And so then we talk about cancer and why people get it and how come we don't have a cure for it. You know, we go, that's the talk radio tree again. Everybody agree? Victoria, what's your take on it?
I completely agree. There are so many different angles to this and also the angle that, wow, and Jeopardy is the one game show that makes you think. You know, it makes you think, and you compete against yourself, and you compete against the competitors, and the people who are on the show, they're just regular people, and sometimes they're goofy, and they win.
Yep.
So unassuming.
Yeah, well, he's the quintessential. The focus is not on him. It's on the game, and it's on the people, which is the way you're supposed to do that. How many people are the same with Sajak? These guys are perfect for that because it's not about them, right? And is that the way it ought to be on talk radio programs, Kevin? What do you think? The best hosts?
I think it works great for game shows because it should be about the show and not about them. And, you know, Trebek, as you said, he's like that great, you know, I don't know, he's sort of like one of those great teachers you had in high school. He's just a, you know, really good good guy and good teacher. And, you know, talk show hosts, I have just the opposite. I think talk show hosts should be, as we know them, should have opinions, should have personality, and they should have a personal magnetism that draws the listener in. That being said, you could do a program where you're simply intelligent and you invite debate, you know, dissent and that sort of thing, and do more of a, dare I say it, sort of a documentary type BBC or type program that is less opinionated, and you could do it and possibly have success, but that's not the way talk radio as we know it in America works. It's about
the research,
personalities.
Right. The research now points to exactly what you just said, and you know what the research is. It's about the host and his or her opinions. Calling onto a talk radio program is becoming passé because if you listen around now to the better talk radio programs, they don't take calls. They don't do calls anymore. And they do because it's all about host-driven opinion and thoughts on the issues of the day. There are a couple of exceptions, but I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking of Tim Conway Jr. here in Los Angeles. For my money, KFI is the best talk radio station in the country, I think, because of what we're just talking about. The fact that that you have people who express themselves, their characters in their own right. Bill Hill, mm-hmm. for God's sakes, he's a real, I mean, all of the people, John and Ken on that station, Conway is the number one. How many AM radio stations do you know of that are number one at night around the country? Can you name more than one?
Yeah, right.
Seriously, unless there's football or baseball, baseball on them in the summertime, you won't find an AM radio station number one anywhere in the country except Los Angeles, KFI, because of Tim Conway. He's a very engaging, interesting guy, and, you know, everybody wants to be around him. And it's kind of almost like the old days of talk radio when the talk radio people were really stars. And, you know, you kind of wanted to rub it like being around Vin Scully or something. You know, it's just, it's very interesting to see. But it's all about opinion and how smart the audience thinks you are. If the audience thinks you're a dummy, you're cooked. And the way you... Right? Am I right, Kevin, or not?
Well, that's very true. Yeah, you get exposed pretty quickly if you're not bright.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're done if you're dumb.
Yeah. But it didn't used to be
that. You were talking about callers, and there's a big, for the listeners out there, there's a big controversy in industry whether callers are important or not important to a talk show. And, for a lot of different reasons, it seems to me, my observation is that the quality of caller has declined dramatically over the last 20 years for a number of different reasons that we don't need to get into here. But I think that's part of the reason that people are going to less caller interaction.
Yep, exactly right. That is exactly it. So if you haven't noticed it and now you're saying stuff, now that you mention it, I've been listening to this station or this program. Limbaugh takes far fewer callers than he used to. Hannity, anybody with national or local, many of the national shows have gone up. The DJV show that I do in the morning, I don't take any calls anymore, mostly because it's drivel. And people would like to, sorry, but that's what it is. The people who are engaged in listening to you, frankly, don't have the time to, the younger, smarter people who want to listen to the discussion don't have time to get on the air. So you leave the phones to the old people who sound old, and frankly, whether you like it or you don't like it, nobody wants to listen to some old guff from a geezer that's, you know, doesn't sound like he or she is particularly well educated.
And remember this, too. Older folks are the ones who still have landlines. And when young people call in, they generally call on cell phones. And cell phones are atrocious as far as quality is concerned. They're unreliable, inconsistent, and it makes the show sound terrible.
Right. That's a good point, too. That's why he's here. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine here with Victoria Jones, 44 past the hour. If you spent last night tossing and turning and you didn't get a good night's rest, man, you haven't been listening to me. May I give you once again my RX to fix this problem? If you have an old mattress, maybe you've taken my advice. You get the new pillows from MyPillow.com. You got the new sheets. But have you taken care of the mattress topper? One of the big things now with the folks at MyPillow is to add, to make sure that you have the complete package. So they've come out with this fabulous mattress topper that has three layers. Layer number one, designed to provide better support. Layer number two, to alleviate pressure points. Layer number three, to make sure your body temperature is the same through the night. Let's get at it. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV so you get a better night's rest. Let's get started. All the things that are at MyPillow.com, 50 to 55% off for the most part, or special deals are added to them when you use the code DJV. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of this other list that comes from Talkers Magazine every week, the People List. Who are the most talked about people? For example, at number 10, because of all the focus on these TV shows, the three mainstays, Michael Jackson, Alex Trebek, and Luke Perry, all are in the number 10 position, tied for the 10th place on the People List from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week. Kim Jong Fatty Un, number 9. Somebody sent me an email, actually said, you're being disrespectful to this guy. Hello? He deserves respect? Number 8, the aforementioned Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 7, Ilhan Omar. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Mueller and Manafort. Sounds like a singing team, right? Mueller and Manafort at number 4. Gerald Nadler's in 3. Michael Cohen's in 2nd position. And Donald Trump wins again on the People List from Talkers.com. Are you tossing and turning more than you're sleeping at night? Waking up feeling worse than before? Sounds like your mattress could use some transformation. I've been there. I've done that. Finding a new mattress can be a pain in the you-know-what. But thanks to MyPillow, their MyPillow mattress topper, I don't have to change my mattress. It changed my bed with the topper into the most comfortable bed I've ever had, and I'm sleeping like a baby. The MyPillow mattress topper is made up of 3 layers designed to provide better support, alleviate pressure points, and control your body temperature all through the night. You'll wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. It's a removable cover made right here in the USA. 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. Comes with a 10-year warranty. Get your mattress topper today by going to MyPillow.com. Order your mattress topper and get 30% off using the DJV code. 2 free standard MyPillows come as well when you use the promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories as determined by the folks who manage and run Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the place you see the list every week, starting at number 10 with a focus on a lot of hoops action, the NCAA playoffs, March Madness, if you will. Number 9, the controversy about leaving Netherlands, all television stories, Alex Trebek's cancer and Luke Perry dying. Number 8, ethics complaints against AOC. Number 7, the Fox News people being barred from the DNC debates. Number 6, North Korea and the weapons. Number 5, anti-Semitism and the resolution by the Democrats. Number 4, the border situation. Number 3, the Manafort sentencing. Number 2, the investigation, Trump and Russia and the probe there. Number 1 is the fact that Mr. Cohen is going to sue Mr. Trump. That's pretty interesting, and that's what we hope all of them are. Your interesting conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so the House has approved this anti-Semitism resolution because of Ilhan Omar. I don't pronounce her name right, never have, since I found out about her. My quick point here was it was pretty stupid if somebody who's a Muslim to take the shot that she did. I'll leave it at that. Kevin, what do you think? What are people saying on talk radio programs about this?
Depends upon the talk radio program. Conservative talk radio shows they think the anti-Semitism resolution is a distraction. They are, however, very upset about anything which, criticizes the United States' relationship with Israel. Very important to conservatives. So that's important. You can look at what Rep. Omar said, and if you really look at the words of what she said to the letter, she was criticizing the policy of the State of Israel and her policies and the relationship with the United States. Doesn't smack of anti-Semitism to me, but we're also living in an age where if you criticize Israel in any way, shape, or form, you're accused of anti-Semitism. I personally don't buy it, but again, we're playing political games in Washington with this issue, it seems to me.
Yeah. Welcome to Political Gamesmanship 101. All right, Victoria, you got 30 seconds on this.
What was interesting to watch was the disarray among the Democrats during a week when they really wanted to pass H.R. 1 and to see the generational divide, something that has not been resolved and something that Republicans are looking to pounce on. And that's interesting.
Yeah. Right. Take advantage of it. Yeah, that is interesting because the Democrats really are all over the place where the Republicans seem to be only maybe in 2 or 3 different directions. So that's it. All right, Kevin, thank you for being here. Kevin Casey from Talkers. Check out the list at talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman not available for our overview of what's going on in the world of... I want to talk to him about a couple of scams I've been involved in. Meanwhile, Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company is here. And I want to explore an asset. It's a facet and an asset for people who listen, hosts that have credibility. When they go somewhere or they interview somebody, does it make a difference? Does, if you hear somebody, even we can do this with commercials, somebody doing, like I did a few minutes ago, a commercial for MyPillow, becomes part of the radio program, and it's not the same tune-out factor as you have when you're listening to some other spots. And I wonder if the same rule holds true. As Victoria explains what she's doing with several national and local talk radio figures, next month we're going to take a trip to Ireland. How does that work, and why do people want to hear the stories that will be told by those of us who go on the trip? That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula. Ultimate lower back relief formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back. The ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate lower back relief formula. Yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A printer with more ink than you think.
The Epson EcoTank printer comes with up to 2 years of ink included, right in the box.
So you can print up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Just think about how much you'll save on ink.
And right now at Staples, save $70 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, when you trade in your old printer in store, you'll save an additional $30.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And it's 33019. See associate for details.
All right, so as a part of the talk radio world, Victoria and I have not been around the block just once. We've been around the block a few times. And in our time, I've been invited to go on many different trips. I've been to 40 different countries, mostly under the auspices, or certainly many times, of the governments of these countries who want to have talk radio people come over and tell folks the story of a country or a location or something going on overseas. Such was the case with me going to China, for example. I did go with you to Ireland, what was it, about 7 years ago, I think it was, when we did last time. And I've been all over the Middle East. I've been everywhere telling stories. And I wonder, obviously, folks think that it's effective, otherwise they wouldn't invite us to do it. But how does it work? How do people respond, audiences, to folks like us going overseas and telling stories about events or people that we're meeting when we're traveling? What impact does it have, do you think, Victoria?
I think it has various impacts. One of the things is that people find that it makes the places come alive, mm-hmm. in a way that if they have not yet traveled there, they didn't realize. For example, one of the places we're going to be going is the Wild Atlantic Way. And the Wild Atlantic Way in Ireland is 1,500 miles of unbelievable coastline stretching all the way from the southern tip of Ireland all the way up the west coast to the very northern tip in Northern Ireland. And it's some of the most spectacular coastal scenery in the world. And we're going to be driving up it and taking pictures, posting them on social media, doing interviews, talking about it, probably calling in live to your show and saying, we're standing on top of a cliff and this is what we're seeing and oh my God. And you know, and people go, wow, this is unbelievable. You know, I should see this. And along the way, there are castles, yes. And there are ghosts, yes. And there are seals.
Ghosts.
And dolphins. And unbelievable villages and food and drink and people. And it all comes alive for people and they want to go.
Well, that's the idea. Telling stories, pictures, word pictures are an important part of what we do here. So I just want to get that little overview from Victoria of that trip. Thank you for being here on this trip with us. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.